Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Look, if I was a conspiracy theorist, I'd say that losing our voice at a time like this talks to our power. It talks to our lack of power that we are feeling in South Africa at the moment. But there is something connected to COVID. COVID-19 can mess up our voices in many ways. That is apparently from the inflammation to nerve damage. So we wanted to understand a little bit more about this. How much of this are we seeing, and what is the current treatment? Alexandra Jensen is a speech therapist, audiologist. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, Howard. Thanks for having me on the show.
So it is an interesting phenomenon. Are we seeing people with vocal issues following a COVID-19 illness?
Yes, we absolutely are. I think both in the acute stage and in the subacute. So sometimes there's an immediate effect on the change in your voice, and sometimes it's something that seems to be a little bit more persistent.
Right. And, I would imagine that while it's in the acute stage, that's pretty normal. When we have a cold or when we get a flu, our voices are impacted.
Yes, absolutely. From all that coughing, you are causing a bit of inflammation to that vocal fold area, and that can result in that change of voice. But also, if there is something a bit more severe going on, for example, the more severe cases, if there's been, for example, laryngeal injury from endotracheal intubation, but the cause would be would kind of also then depend on how the presentation is and how the recovery is.
And how is this treated?
So I think it depends how the voice has been affected by COVID. So is it because of the persistent coughing that we discussed? Is it from a change in the respiratory parameters because of COVID? Has there been a laryngeal injury? There's also reported cases of vagus nerve neuropathy, which would affect that may result in something, for example, like a weakened vocal fold or an atrophied vocal fold. We're also seeing people being acutely stressed because of COVID, but either from having COVID themselves or just from, the pandemic crisis. And this can result in more tension in the laryngeal area. So it kind of creates a stiffness of the vocal fold. So the voice then presents as more strained or more lowered in pitch rather than how it, should usually sound. Mm. And there's also, a lot of people with long COVID being treated with steroids, and steroids have a high correlation with gastroesophageal reflux and refluxes.
And how long does it normally take to deal with this, to treat it?
I think that if, for example, it is with inflammation and it's swelling in the vocal fold area from the persistent coughing, then I think, once you get on top of things like the coughing and better respiratory patterns, then that can resolve fairly quickly. But if we're looking at something like a damaged vocal fold from the endotracheal intubation that I mentioned, then the recovery period is quite a bit longer. We just actually don't have enough research at the moment to know sort of how the effects are after sort of 3 months or so. We're still kind of, I guess, in the phase of that.
And when should somebody seek treatment? After how long? If they've been sick and their voice remains different, there's been changes, how long before one should actually seek treatment?
So, I think that if you've tried to help your voice and to take care of your voice at home and you feel like you you're better, but your voice is not better, then you should rather go and seek help or seek an assessment sooner rather than later, just to ensure that this is not something that's going to essentially get worse. So, you know, you would probably also consider how much the change in your voice is affecting you in your daily life. So how much it's affecting you socially or in the workplace, that will differ from person to person.
And that's where we leave it. If you do, if you have experienced this, please go and seek help. Just get an assessment, and then you'll know how best to deal with it. Alexandra Jensen, speech therapist and audiologist, talking about the effects of the voice, on the voice, after people have had COVID. It is 8:28. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.